I come to you in love and light. For we have much to do. Judgment has taken us down a path that we can't sustain. It's not possible. We can no longer afford to see each other as the other, someone who is not like us. We need to be afraid of that person. And where there might be times when, certainly, we all need to be careful. Not everyone knows how to be a good person in this life. There are people there that are out to hurt people. It just is. They've made a choice to serve only themselves, and in the process, they've made it impossible to come together with them. But I say to you, it's not the answer. Remaining neutral is protect yourself, certainly, if someone is out of control, but otherwise, stay as neutral in your judgment as possible. We all come here with our own individual purpose. It really doesn't have anything to do with anyone else, even though we all tend to be players in everyone else's game of life. But in truth, we are here to live our own best life. If it's possible to be a service to self-oriented person, and do that and still extend love and unity to all, well, then make that choice. I personally do not feel, however, that it's the best choice to make, but all are free to choose anything they like. Anything. Even if it doesn't seem like it brings them in unity with others. Maybe that's what they need to experience. That feeling of loss, that the only way you gain it back is to oppress other people and take from them that which is not theirs. But they do it. We all see it. We all know people like that. Leave them to themselves. Love them, bless them, see them as perfect, see them with source vision, see them as the creator personified, here to provide lessons for not just themselves, but for others. It's difficult to do that, isn't it? But we attach ourselves to others when we judge them this way. We attach ourselves to them, building a channel that is difficult with our focus to let go of. So be careful the amount of channels you create between you and you someone else. Limit them. Because, unfortunately, the pathways just create a judgmental atmosphere, and nothing positive results from anything like that. So don't do it. Resist it. Stay in your higher self. Stay in that awareness. It's the only place of truth for all of us. And it's difficult these days, isn't it? When tensions are so high, when people's fear take over, with such an uncertain future. But I'm here to tell you, this will pass. This will not be. A momentum has been building for some time. Humanity needs to catch up with the planet itself. We were to ascend together. And now mankind has to catch up, which we are doing. The tipping point has already been reached, irrespective of what we see going on around us. The tipping point has been reached. Oppression cannot live in love and light. My friends, I promise you that. The drama that we're all experiencing right now will go away. It will never find purchase, not true purchase. It will not. For we are awakening. Many are here to assist in that process. This woman is one such individual. And as we share with her, she allows us to share with you. Blessings to all. I'm Arielle, with you in love and light.